This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله أحمده وأستعينه وأستغفره وأستهديه وأعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه من بين خلقه وخليله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة صلوات الله وسلامه عليه. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي رسول الله وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد. My dear brothers and sisters, fear is a natural human response and emotion. And this distressing emotion usually is aroused by some sort of imminent danger or evil or pain. Whether that threat is real or imagined, it triggers that feeling of fear. And that in and of itself is not something bad. Fear is something healthy, something natural. It's normal for people to fear something. It's actually good for our survival. It will cause us to do something about danger. But when fear is not justified, or when it's intense or extreme to the point where it's either irrational or paralyzing, it becomes a problem. Also, when you are afraid of something that you're not supposed to be afraid of, it's a problem. Likewise, if you're not afraid of what you're supposed to be afraid of, it's a problem. And we live in a time where many people have anxiety and they're very fearful. Some of that fear, as I said, is good, it's healthy, it's justified, but most of it is not what we need. What we need is to tell ourselves, fear no more. And as a believer, as believers, we understand that there's only one fear or one type of fear that we should hold on to, and that is our fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every Friday, we are reminded to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're reminded to be mindful of Allah azza wa jal and be afraid of the consequences of our actions. Ittaqullah. But furthermore, because this is a natural human response, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Qur'an reassures or reminds the believers and tells them, do not be afraid of others, do not be afraid of people, do not be afraid of your enemies, do not be afraid of those who hate you, don't be afraid of those who have animosity against you. And fear no one but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Over and over in the Qur'an, as a matter of fact, in three places, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the believers, He says, فَلَا تَخْشَوْهُمْ وَخْشَوْنِي فَلَا تَخْشَوْهُمْ وَخْشَوْنِ. You find that in Surah Ali Imran. You find it. You find it in Surah Al-Baqarah. You find it in Surah Ali Imran. You find it in Surah Al-Ma'idah, where Allah Subhanahu wa Taala calls upon the believers not to be scared or afraid of others, and be mindful of Allah, and have the fear that you should have, that positive fear that comes out of reverence for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that prevents you from doing anything that may bring the wrath of Allah azza wa jal upon you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps saying, do not be afraid of them, nor be afraid of their blame or their condemnation of you on the merits of your faith, and hold on to your belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah azza wa jal says, فَلَا تَخْشَوْهُمْ وَخْشَوْنِي. So fear them not, but fear me. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reassuring the believers in the Qur'an and telling them, the only one worthy of your fear is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why you don't find much regarding the fear of others in the statements of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Rather, the Prophet kept reminding the Sahaba of the fear of Allah azza wa jal. And one of the things that distinguishes the believers is the fact that once they embrace this faith, their fear of others or any element in this life diminishes, and their fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases. Or it might work the other way. The more you fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the less you fear anything else, including death, including the worst imaginable thing that could happen to you. The more you fear Allah, the less you fear anything else. And you find those who are connected with their faith, act upon their faith to be the least fearful of worldly elements, and the most fearful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, there is a correlation between knowledge, possessing knowledge and understanding, and fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not fearing anything else. And I'm not a psychologist, but they tell us that there is a correlation between fear and ignorance. And very often people fear that which they don't know much about, and rather they hear things about. They also tell us, brothers and sisters, that fear comes, of course, in many shades. And we know, you know, we are very familiar with Islamophobia, right? Fear of Islam, this intense, irrational fear of Islam and Muslims. Which, by the way, is very ironic, because Muslims are afraid of people who have Islamophobia, who are afraid of them. Do you see just the irony of this? To be afraid of somebody who has irrational fear of you. It's ajeeb. So there are many shades of fear. If your fear gets to the point, and there is a level of it, again, as I said, that is natural, that is acceptable. And if it causes you to be cautious, and if it propels you to act and engage and do something, then it's positive. Because fear also causes us to act, take action. It causes us to take action. And rational, reasonable fear that comes with knowledge and comes with understanding of the situation may even cause us to do heroic things. It is the other fear, or the other, like, more intense and more darker shades of fear that I worry about. The fear that causes people not to do what they're supposed to do. That paralyzes people. Or that makes them change who they are. Or creates an internal struggle, or causes a complex that makes them confused about their own identity, or some might even try to change their identity. The type of fear that causes people to run away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instead of running to Allah azza wa jal. Because, and you know that it's not the fear of Allah azza wa jal. You know that the fear of others has gotten to a point that it has overcome your fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because when you fear Allah, as I said, the more you fear Allah, the less you fear anyone else. And when you fear Allah, the beauty of that fear of Allah azza wa jal is that it gives you hope. And it brings you back to Allah Azza wa Jal. For when you fear Allah Azza wa Jal, unlike anything else, anything that you're afraid of, you run away from it. But when you fear Allah, you come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to visit a young man that was dying from the Ansar, and he said to him, "How do you feel?" And this young man said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Arju Allah wa akhafu dhunubi." He said, I have a lot of faith and hope in Allah Azza wa Jal. I have so much hope in Allah, but I'm just afraid of my own sins. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, anytime these two qualities are found combined in the heart of a believer at this moment, at the moment of death, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him what he hopes for and protects him from what he fears. This is good. So, are we going to allow our fear of those who are afraid of us to cause us to go back into our bubbles? That shouldn't be the case, my dear brothers and sisters. That's not what is expected of the believers. So how do we deal with this issue that we have? And how deep are we going to allow this fear to go into our psyche? And remember that fear only, it's only as deep as the mind allows it to be. And I feel, and I'm guilty of it, that we have talked ourselves into this. We have overindulged into what causes us to be afraid. As a matter of fact, we became addicted to what induces even more and more fear. But that should not continue, and that's not going to be the case. And I repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from indulging in anything of that nature. And instead, we should find a way for ourselves and for our communities to get out of this state and do something about it. Now, we must also, brothers and sisters, remember that there are ways that we can combat this fear. Effective ways. The first one is to reconnect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially through His message and His book, the Qur'an. One of the ways is to reconnect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His message and through Qur'an. Because nobody can bring, and look how the Qur'an tells you story after story of prophets and messengers that went through hard time. Worse than what, can you imagine? I mean, there is 1.5 billion of us on the face of this planet. And, you know, there are all kinds of laws and all kinds of international treaties. And then here in this country, there are millions of us. And there are rights and there is, you know, constitutional rights. And there are all kinds of factors and elements. And maybe, inshallah, tomorrow after Fajr, I'll discuss with you a message, inshallah ta'ala, after Fajr. And I think you should all attend, inshallah ta'ala, Fajr. By the way, we should be, I mean, It amazes me how it appears like, especially if you follow social media and you see Muslims' reaction, it appears that we're all afraid, but yet we're not doing one of the basic things that a believer does when they're afraid, which is pray Fajr and Jama'ah. Right? The reason is because, again, remember, the first element is reconnect with Allah Azza wa Jal. One of the ways to reconnect with Allah is through the book of Allah, the Qur'an. The Qur'an empowers you. The Qur'an answers your concerns, and it brings comfort to the heart of the believer, and it reminds you how Allah Azza wa Jal helped those who were before us overcome their challenges. And they were by far greater than any challenge that you and I can face. One man single-handedly saved humanity, built an ark. He didn't have the experience of building an ark. He built an ark that gave humanity a second chance, Nuh alayhi salam. And everyone was against him. Nuh built his fear for, and by the way, he feared for his people. He didn't fear for himself, he feared for his people. That's the only type of, he feared Allah and he feared for his people, by the way, which is the only two types of fear that a believer should have. The fear of Allah and fearing for the people and caring for them. He didn't fear for himself because he believed in Allah and the promise of Allah Azza wa Jal. He built it, Allah helped him. Right? And as they say, you know, somebody that didn't know how to build ships built the ark. Professionals built the Titanic. Right? Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides is by far greater. Because it was for a better cause. So my point, brothers and sisters, is that be on the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will help you overcome. What does it take to do that? Reconnect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His book. Another way to reconnect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is through these acts of worship that were meant to empower us. Like praying five times a day. Like praying in masjid, in fajr. One of the benefits of praying fajr in jama'ah is the fact that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever prays fajr in jama'ah, that individual is in the protection of Allah until the evening. You're in under the protection of Allah. So, you want to be protected, pray fajr. On time and in jama'ah. And if, you know, you can, pray in the masjid. Another way of, and this is very effective, of gaining a strength and getting rid of this fear is to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there are some specific du'as that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, specific supplication the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us to counter fear. Especially if we're afraid of someone or something, right? In the story of the young man that faced the king and the entire establishment of his time and called people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this brave young man, every time they threatened to do something against him, he kept saying, Allahumma kfinihim bima shi't. Oh Allah, protect me from them as you wish. Some of us like to specify to Allah how we want to be protected. You don't need to do that. Leave it up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He made dua and he went with confidence. And every time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved him. This dua is very effective. Allahumma kfinihim bima shi't. If it's something specific. Or even the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam, who single-handedly was facing an entire regime. Everybody was against him, including people of his own family were against him. And they plotted against him. Not only that, they said, harriqu, burn him. And they meant what they said. What did Ibrahim alayhi salam do? Because he did everything that he could. And he was outspoken. And he was proactive alayhi salam. He said, Hasbunallah. Hasbi Allah wa ni'mal wakil. It's a dua that when the sahaba, when the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were told that people have gathered their forces to come against you, what did they do? Oh, khalas, it's time to flee Medina and go to the north or the southern border. Run away and be refugees somewhere? No. At this point, we have our own institutions, we have our own entity, we're going to stand firm, we're going to stand our ground, and we're going to face this, but ultimately, it's all in the hands of Allah Azza wa Jal. Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. Allah will suffice us. We want to be, we're on the side of Allah, and we hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is on our side. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, فَانْقَلَبُوا بِنِعْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَفَضْلٍ لَمْ يَمْسَسْهُمْ سُوءٍ. They returned, nothing happened to them. So, dua is very effective. But our connection with Allah Azza wa Jalla, I'll conclude with this. Our connection with Allah, reconnecting with Allah through the Qur'an, or through studying the teachings of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or through the stories of the Qur'an, or through the acts of worship, ibadah, or through dua, or the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. None of this is going to really work unless we have certainty. We have yaqeen. And in order to achieve that, we have to act. We have to study. We have to seek knowledge. We have to act and do whatever we have to do in spite of our fear and have full confidence in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to have full confidence in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the promise of Allah azza wa jalla is true. And how did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instill that in his companions? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to his young cousin Abdullah ibn Abbas, he said to him, احفظ الله يحفظك. Preserve Allah and He will preserve you. That's the kind of message the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shared with his cousin. But if I go forward real quick, because I'm going to come back to the beginning of this hadith, move forward to the end of the hadith, the Prophet says, wa'lam, you need to know, أَنَّ الْأُمَّةَ, if the nations were to come together, if they were to plot or come together to bring you anything that Allah has not written for you, it will not happen. And if they were to harm you with anything that Allah Azza wa Jalla has not written upon you, that Allah doesn't will, it won't happen either. So nobody can do you any good or harm you in any way unless Allah has already written it. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already written something, it's going to happen no matter what you do. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was teaching Abdullah ibn Abbas yaqeen, certainty in the promise of Allah Azza wa Jalla. To have certainty, to have confidence in Allah Azza wa Jalla. أقول هذا القول, I say this and I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make you and I of those who listen and follow the best of what they listen to, and I ask Allah for forgiveness. أقول هذا القول واستغفر الله العظيم الجليل لي ولكم فاستغفروه يغفر لكم. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. وبعد, tomorrow inshallah ta'ala after Fajr, I will share with you some pointers and a very, very, interesting message from one of the prominent scholars here in North America. But also, we'll talk about some practical steps. But before I leave, I must say, brothers and sisters, that this habit, and I, again, I'm guilty of it, but no more, inshallah ta'ala. This habit of, let me just relate to you a verse from the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, speaking about the hypocrites, says, وَإِذَا جَاءَهُمْ أَمْرٌ مِّنَ الْأَمْنِ أَوِ الْخَوْفِ أَذَاعُوا بِهِ وَلَوْ رَدُّوا إِلَى الرَّسُولِ وَإِلَى أُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْهُمْ لَعَلِمَهُ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَنْبِطُونَهُ مِنْهُمْ وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ لَاتَّبَعْتُمُ الشَّيْطَانَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Listen to this carefully. And subhanAllah, it just hit me today, this morning. This is something that of the qualities or the habits of the hypocrites in the early days, in the Medinan days, was the following. And when there comes to them information about public security, about public safety or fear, they spread it around. They just start broadcasting it, sharing it. They didn't have WhatsApp back then, but they start spreading it by any means that they have. Before they verify it, before they properly analyze it, before they fully understand it, before even assessing the consequences of sharing this kind of information. Whether it's public safety or fear, something that causes fear, they spread it. This was from one of the qualities of the hypocrites in that society. Ajib. They can't hold it. They just start sharing it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala condemned this, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, instead of doing that, but if they had referred it back to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who represents the leadership, or to those who have authority amongst them, and have knowledge and understanding, the ones who can draw correct conclusions from it, would have known it by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah azza wa jalla says, and if it was not for the favor of Allah upon you and His mercy, you would have followed Satan, Iblis. except for very few of you. And what does it, and when we follow shaitan, what happens? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا ذَلِكُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ يُخَوْفُ أَوْلِيَاءَ فَلَا تَخَافُوهُمْ وَخَافُونِ. It is only Satan that frightens you of his supporters. So fear them not, but fear me, Allah Azza wa Jal says, if you are true believers. We need to stop doing this. We need to stop spreading fear, transmitting and perpetuating fear. We need to stop doing this. I ask Allah Azza wa Jal to protect us and preserve us. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to strengthen us. And as I said, this is to be continued inshallah ta'ala. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to preserve each and every single one of you. Please be cautious, but fear no more. Be only afraid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there isn't much that our enemies can do to us, except that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written upon us. And there are a lot of positive things that can be shared. I'll just share a couple of things real quick with you. By the way, since the elections, you know, so far three people have accepted Islam by the grace of Allah Azza wa Jalla. A fourth one is in the works, right? And I expect more and more people, more and more. There are even people saying that if anything happens, oh, Muslim registry, this, that, we're all going to register as Muslims. And there are many other stories. The support, there is overwhelming support that we receive. There are letters, you know, we received more letters of support or messages of support than hate from our neighbors and from... We just need to go out there. And if people are scared of us because they're afraid of us, because they don't know us, we need to tell them and engage with them and let them know who we are or who and what we believe in. Give Islam a chance. Brothers and sisters, let us not fail Islam. This is a great opportunity that we have now. A great opportunity. Let us not fail ourselves. Inshallah, there will be a change in Salah timing starting this Sunday. Fajr will be at 5:45, inshallah ta'ala. Friday family night tonight is community potluck dinner after Isha prayer, which will be at 7:30, bi-idhnillah. Please bear in mind that the khutbah schedule is, the first shift is at noon and the second one is at 1 o'clock. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring our hearts together and strengthen us and protect us and protect our community. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.